Thank you for tuning in to Classical IPR in Concert. This edition of Classical IPR in Concert is Show Tunes Sing-Along Soiree Volume 2 with me, your host, Kate Botello. Thank you so much for joining me. We have all kinds of singable show tunes coming your way, from the big belting classics to sweet duets and a couple of recent hits, too. We'll start out making our magic right now with Ben Vereen and the cast of Pippin. From 1972 by Stephen Schwartz, here's We've Got Magic to Do. We've Got Magic to Do from Pippin by Stephen Schwartz, a 1972 show with Ben Vereen singing lead with the chorus there. Speaking of chorus, we have a great one for all of us to get together and sing now. You might want to put your hand on your hip, look very sassy, however you want to do this, because we're going to sing Hey Big Spender from Sweet Charity by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender! Spend a little time with me. How about a few laughs? I can show you a good time. Do you wanna have fun? Fun, fun.
How's about a few
fun
laughs?
Fun,
laughs,
fun.
Laughs,
I can show fun, you a fun
laughs.
Good time.
Fun.
What do you say to her?
Hey, how's about a
laugh?
I could give you some.
Are you ready for some
fun?
How would you like a
let me show you a
good time?
Hey, big spender!
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
How about it, palsy?
Yeah.
Oh, that number is so much fun to sing and dance, although your elbows and shoulders are very tired afterward. That was Hey Big Spender from Sweet Charity, a musical dating to 1966 by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. We heard Helen Gallagher, Thelma Oliver, and Friends. Up next, a trio, usually sung by three ladies, but you can mix this up any way you like. In fact, this is such a famous trio that you don't even have to hear it in English to understand it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a song from Fiddler on the Roof. And to show you how well you know this song, I'm going to play you a little clip from a recent production of Fiddler on the Roof that was done just in Yiddish.
Is it a fool to every stool? Schadrinte, schadrinte, guck in dein Buch und such mir auch Hosen zu.
Now, don't worry, we're not going to make you learn Yiddish to sing along in this sing along soiree. No, you may sing now in English. I think you know this song from Fiddler on the Roof by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick.
I wonder if Yenta, the matchmaker, found a husband for you.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta, Yenta!
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We have only one rabbi. He has only one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right. Hoddle, oh Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young. All right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True? True. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Chava, I found him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall. That is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch. Right? Right. You heard he has a temper. He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you are also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned. So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless match.
No Yiddish Necessary, Matchmaker, Matchmaker, from Fiddler on the Roof, dating to 1964, by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick. Thanks for joining us for our show tune sing-along soiree volume 2 on Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Kate Botello. I spent a great deal of my life before I became a radio host as a musical theater performer, and I will tell you something. We musical theater performers are very health conscious and totally superstitious, and some of those things often go hand in hand. So I polled a whole bunch of actors to talk about what kinds of things they like to eat or drink before they perform that make them feel better or stronger. Basically, whatever you take in before a show has to combat two enemies, fear and phlegm. Personally, I find both of those things are very quickly healed with a nice bowl of chicken noodle soup. Ashley always used to stop and order a grande hot water with lemon and honey before a show, which she said was boring, old-fashioned, and hella superstitious. Exactly. That's what makes it so good. Julie likes hot water before a show, too, only not too hot, just approaching hot. Best now get a sip of whatever gets you going, especially the gentleman, because we have a beautiful song for you right now from My Fair Lady, music of Lerner and Lowe, dating to 1956. Here are John Michael King and you with On the Street Where You Live.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street. Stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where
such a pretty song, although maybe these days a little bit creepy. That was John Michael King as Freddie singing On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady. Lerner and Lowe, the composers there, dating to 1956. Now, we've been so romantic. Let's get our groove on a little bit. This is a number for everybody from The Wiz, 1974, music of Charlie Smalls. This is the original Broadway soundtrack. Here's Ease On Down the Road.
Don't you care enough, that might be alone.
Ease On Down the Road from The Wiz by Charlie Smalls. That dates to 1974. Thank you so much for joining us for the Show Tune Sing-Along Soiree Volume 2 on Classical IPR. Up next, we're going to hear one that fans of classic show tunes might not be familiar with, but it made a very big splash in 2016, a hugely popular musical called Dear Evan Hansen. So this one is for our younger actors, or people who like to keep up with what's happening right now on the Broadway. This is music of Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, Waving Through a Window.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? With stars in our eyes, we start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving?
When you're falling in a forest, there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
That was Ben Platt from the recent smash hit Dear Evan Hansen singing Waving Through a Window. Thanks for listening to Classical IPR in Concert, Show Tune Sing-Along Soiree, Volume 2. I'm Kate Botello with other suggestions for pre-show snacks or beverages. Now, a couple of you, Anderson and Sam, both seem to be fond of the Long Island iced tea. Anderson said it's the only thing that can cut through his nerves, and Sam said she had to do Les Liaisons Dangereuses when she had bronchitis, and she was convinced that if she drank a Long Island iced tea before every show, she would A, feel better, B, make it through the show, and C, be absolutely brilliant. She said, P.S., don't tell the director, but I heard from the director, and he said, no, she was brilliant. It worked. Now here's another chance for you to be brilliant, and in this instance, you might want to lounge on a piano or take on whatever is your most seductive pose as we sing from Damn Yankees, Whatever Lola Wants, with Gwen Verdon.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight, don't you know you can't win. You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in.
Hello, Joe. It's me. He hit so far. Hold on, that's you. Boop, boop, boop.
Whatever Lola Wants from Damn Yankees, dating to 1955, music of Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, sung by Gwen Verdon. Now, if listening to a succubus is a little too scandalous for you, let's go to a revival meeting of sorts from Guys and Dolls. Here's Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, someone fade me. But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking a boat. People all said, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip.
Beware.
People all said, beware,
beware
your scuttler ship. And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I said to myself, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Stubby K took us to church with Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat from Guys and Dolls, dating to 1950, music of Frank Lesser. Up next, we're going to belt along with Ethel Merman, which might require a little bit of liquid prep for our throats, so let's see what Debbie has to say. Remember, these suggestions are often healthy and superstitious. For instance, Debbie says we need hot tea with honey and 2 clementines. Not 1 clementine, not 3 clementines. 2. And only 2. I'm afraid to ask what would happen if there were 3 clementines involved. But I'm sure if you get your clementine count exactly right, then boom! Everything's coming up roses.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great, gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now, honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks, you've got nothing to do but relax.
Just the beginning.
Ethel Merman. Everything's Coming Up Roses, our very first ever Mama Rose from Gypsy, dating to 1959. That was music of Julie Stein and lyrics of a very young Stephen Sondheim. Up next, an absolutely beautiful song that a lot of people love to sing. This is a duet for two gentlemen, but again, you sing if you like, whoever you are. This is from The Secret Garden by Lucy Simon and Marsha Norman. We'll hear Robert Westenberg and Mandy Patinkin sing Lily's Eyes.
Strangely quiet, but now the storm simply rests to strike again. Standing, waiting, I think of her, I think of
strange this marriage. She leaves the room, yet remains. She lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her, I think of her.
From death she casts her spell. All night we hear her sighs. And now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that saw him happy long ago. Those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes?
In Lily's eyes a castle, this house seemed to be, and I the bravest knight became. My lady fair was she.
To live at last in Lily's eyes.
Imagine me a lover.
I long for the day she'd turn and see me standing there when God had let her stay. She has her eyes.
She has her eyes. She has her eyes. A life that saw me happy as God was. How can I now forget that once I had it to be in love alive and whole in Lily's eyes, in Lily's eyes.
Lily's Eyes from The Secret Garden by Lucy Simon and Marsha Norman. That was sung by Robert Westenberg, Mandy Patinkin, and you. Hope you're enjoying Volume 2 of the Show Tune Sing-Along Soiree on Classical IPR. I'm Kate Botello. You've heard the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, that may have started with actors. Several people wrote and talked specifically about the benefits of eating apples before performing. Apparently, they help retain moisture and give you nice energy. So thank you for that tip. That's thanks to Danielle and Joe and Paul, who all try to make sure they get an apple in before they perform. Or at intermission, depending on how the show's going. Up next, a duet for you and the apple of your eye and Diane Carroll and Richard Kiley from No Strings, music and lyrics by Richard Rodgers. Here is The Sweetest Sound.
Thank you.
I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me. The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me,
somewhere for me.
Sight of all is yet
for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world
is waiting somewhere for me,
waiting somewhere,
is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me,
somewhere for me.
The Sweetest Sound from No Strings by Richard Rodgers, which, by the way, was the first time he ever did his own music and lyrics, and the only time. That dated to 1962. We just heard Diane Carroll and Richard Kiley. Well, I hope your teeth are feeling very clean and nice from that apple, but if not, you can join in with Alex, who always brushes her teeth before a performance because somehow, she says, it makes her sing better. I have to agree. Up next in volume two of our show tune sing-along soiree, a very big current hit right now that a lot of young musical theater performers are singing any chance they get. This dates to 2019. It's by Joe Ikonis. Our singer is George Salazar. This is from a show called Be More Chill. And the song is called Michael in the Bathroom. I think many of us have felt similar emotions, if not exactly the same. You can probably relate, even if you've never heard the song before. But if you have, enjoy singing along. Here it is.
I am hanging in the bathroom at the biggest party of the fall. I could stay right here or disappear, and nobody'd even notice at all. I'm a creeper in a bathroom, 'cause my buddy kinda left me alone. But I'd rather fake pee than stand awkwardly or pretend to check a text on my phone. Everything felt fine when I was half of a pair. Now through no fault of mine, there's no other half there. Now I'm just Michael in the bathroom, Michael in the bathroom at a party. Forget how long it's been, I'm just Michael in the bathroom, Michael in the bathroom at a party. No, you can't come in, I'm waiting it out till it's time to leave, and picking at grout as I softly grieve. I'm just Michael, who you don't know, Michael flying solo, Michael in the bathroom by himself, all by himself. I am hiding, but he's out there, just ignoring all our history. Memories get erased, then I'll get replaced with a newer, cooler version of me. And I hear a drunk girl sing along to Whitney through the door. I wanna dance with somebody, and my feelings sink, 'cause it makes me think, now there's no one to make fun of drunk girls with anymore. Now it's just Michael in the bathroom, Michael in the bathroom at a party. Half regret the beers, Michael in the bathroom, Michael in the bathroom at a party. As I choke back the tears, I'll wait as long as I need, till my face is dry, or I'll just blame it on weed or something in my eye. I'm just Michael, who you don't know, Michael flying solo, Michael in the bathroom by himself. Time. And then I look in the mirror, and the present is clearer, and there's no denying I'm just at a party. Is there a sadder sight than Michael in the bathroom at a party? This is a heinous night. I wish I stayed at home in bed watching cable porn, or wish I off myself instead. Wish I was never born. Ah, 'cause Michael, who's a loner, so he must be a stoner.
came.
Oh, poor Michael. Michael in the Bathroom by Joe Iconis, dating to 2019 from Be More Chill. And we were just singing along with George Salazar. Up next in our sing-along soiree, something that you may have thought you would be singing along with Marilyn Monroe, but she is not the person who actually made the song famous first. What song is it? The song is Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. That came around in 1949 with music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Leo Robin, and it was the show that made Carol Channing a star. So jump on in. I'm sorry, this song contains no raspberries.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive duels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep Masonic are the better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Carol Channing, the original Lorelei Lee from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, singing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend by Julie Stein and Leo Robin. Up next in the sing-along soiree, a ballad from a singer with a really special and distinctive voice. And the song we're about to hear became a very big hit in the 70s, but she's also known for a massive disco hit. Who is this?
If I can't have you,
yes, that lady with the powerful, sweet voice is Yvonne Elliman, who first burst on the scene in 1970 from the concept album of Jesus Christ Superstar. This is I Don't Know How to Love Him by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
Really changed in these past
Yvonne Elliman sang I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ Superstar by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. I'm Kate Botello. This is Classical IPR in Concert. Thank you for joining us for Show Tunes Sing-Along Soiree Volume 2. Have you ever felt like the world just needs to get off your lawn? Well, so did Paul Lynde and the cast of Bye Bye Birdie by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. Here's Kids.
I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids who can understand anything they say. Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? Kids! I don't mind the moonlight swims, the loop that hurts. Kids! How we ever beat the Russians? Kids! I didn't know what puberty was until I was almost past it.
Laughing, singing, dancing, grinning, morons. And while we're on the subject, kids, they are just impossible to control. Kids, with their awful clothes and their rock and roll. Why can't they dance like we did? What's wrong with Sammy Kay? What's the matter with kids today?
Kids, Paul Lynde singing with the cast of Bye Bye Birdie, dating to 1960. That was music of Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. For most of this show tune sing-along soiree, we have gone with the original version of a show tune from when the show first came out. And many of our recordings, by the way, have been from vinyl, which were donated to Interlochen Public Radio from their very first pressings. However, comma, we'll be hearing from the 1995 revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Why? Well, this version stars the wonderful Matthew Broderick, but also two very important magic words, Lilias White. And when it's her turn to sing, you'll know, do your best, and sing along. Here's The Brotherhood of Man.
Now, wait a minute, Wally. Before you go making any hasty decisions, I'd like to say a few words.
About what?
Humanity. You see, even though we're all part of the cold corporate setup, deep down underneath our skins, there is flesh and blood. We're brothers.
Some of us are uncles.
Now you may join the Elks, my friend, and I may join the Shriners. And other men may carry cards as members of the Diners. Still others wear a golden key or small Greek letter pin. But I have learned there's one great club that all of us are in. There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man. Your lifelong membership is free. Keep giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud?
proud to be in that fraternity, that great big brotherhood of men. So, Ollie, I want you to remember that before you consider firing Mr. Bigley.
Who's considering that?
You see, Wally, I know what's on your mind. You'd like to clear out the whole crowd of them from top to bottom. That's the obvious choice. Stop and think. One man may seem incompetent, another not make sense, while others look like quite a waste of company expense. They need a brother's leadership, so please don't do them in. Remember, mediocrity is not a mortal sin. There,
we're
in
the
brotherhood of man, dedicated to giving all we can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity,
the great big brother?
Really a brother,
yes, brother
of man,
brother, brother.
On the level of brotherhood of man.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds
into one brotherhood of man.
Oh, yes, your lifelong membership is free. Keep the giving each brother.
Has no face because she has sung it off at the end of The Brotherhood of Man from the 1995 revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying by Frank Lesser. Thanks for joining us on Classical IPR in Concert for Show Tune Sing-Along Soiree Volume 2. I'm Kate Botello, and I asked many performers what kinds of things they like to eat or drink before or after a show. For instance, stand-up comedian Gary says it's lemonade before the stand-up routine and a beer after, although Marty likes to have a shot of Fireball right before she walks out on stage. Gretchen and Sarah are more continuous potion drinkers. They bring a huge thermos to every show. Gretchen's has hot herbal tea, apple cider vinegar, ginger paste, lemon juice, raw honey, cranberry juice, and something called sun breeze oil, and sometimes a good shot of whiskey. Sarah leaves the whiskey for after the show. Whatever you've got, put it in a glass, hold it up, take a swig, and sing along with Elaine Stritch and the Ladies Who Lunch.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat, and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day. Another $1,000. A matinee, a pinter play. Perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that. And one for Mahler. Here's to the girls who play wife. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Life just to keep in touch. Ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them. To the girls who just watch, aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove, another brilliant singer, another reason not to move. Another vodka stinger. I'll drink to that. So here's to the girls on the go. Everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. Toast to that invincible bunch, the dinosaur surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody rise, 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 rise.
Stritch The Ladies Who Lunch from Company, dating to 1970, by Stephen Sondheim. Our next sing-along piece was requested by a performer and a trombonist. So let's throw some love to the folks in the orchestra pit with 76 trombones from The Music Man, with, of course, Robert Preston singing the lead.
Please, folks, may I have your attention, please? Attention, please. I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me, if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize a River City Boys band. Oh, think, my friends, how can any pool table ever hope to compete with a gold trombone? Ra, 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 da, 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 ra, ra. Remember, my friends, what a handful of trumpet players did to the famous fabled walls of Jericho. Oh, billiard parlor walls come a-tumbling down. Oh, a band'll do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I said a boys' band. Do you hear me? I said River City gotta have a boys' band, and I mean she needs it today. Well, Professor Harold Hill's on hand. River City's gonna have her boys' band. As sure as the Lord made little green apples, and that band's gonna be in uniform. Johnny, Willie, Teddy, Fred. And you'll see the glitter of crashing cymbals. And you'll hear the thunder of rolling drums and the shimmer of trumpets. Tantara! And you'll feel something akin to the electric thrill I once enjoyed when Gilmore, Liberati, Pat Conway, the great creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all came to town on the very same historic day. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoon, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters would improvise a full octave higher than the score.
"76 Trombones" from The Music Man by Meredith Wilson, that dated to 1957. Robert Preston, our star there. We've got a couple of more show tunes to sing along with, but first we'll have a snack with Renee. When he did Forever Plaid, he said he had to have a McDonald's cheeseburger, orange drink, and fries before every show because he was convinced it greased his vocal cords. In a similar notion, Jim enjoys a frosty Coca-Cola before a concert. He says he's sure that health professionals are feeling faint with this information, but it energizes him, and the fizz seems to burn off any schmutz that might be on his vocal cords. So if you've got any schmutz at the moment, you better burn it, because you are going to need to sing hard with George Hearn from Jerry Herman's La Cage aux Folles. Here's I Am What I Am.
What I am, I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have.
Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I deal my own deck, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuce.
From La Cage Folle, I Am What I Am. That show came out in 1983, music of Jerry Herman, and we just heard the fabulous George Hearn. Thanks so much for joining us for our classical IPR show tune sing-along soiree, Volume 2. We've had a delightful selection of snacks and beverages, and of course, most actors want you to know the most important thing you can drink, according to Guy and Joe and many other folks, is water. Water, water, kickball change. Just keep that up. Everybody have a nice drink, and together we will all do our very best to hit the high notes as we climb every mountain with Patricia Neway from The Sound of Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Thank you.
From The Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain, dating to 1959, music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, sung by the Mother Abbess, a.k.a. Patricia Neuway. Thank you so much for joining us for Volume 2 of the Show Tune Sing-Along Soiree. I'm Kate Botello. This is Classical IPR. Let's let Carol Channing have the last word.